Governor Walker says the Trump administration may be interested in trying to spread the principles of Act 10 nationwide. During a stop in Wauwatosa Wednesday, Walker said he met with Vice President Mike Pence to talk about the Wisconsin law, which gutted public union rights. Meanwhile, Walker also used his Milwaukee area appearance to reveal more about his upcoming 2-year budget proposal. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the governor says he's ready to put forth money to help keep families intact while revamping the welfare system.
Governor Walker won't deliver his budget address until next week, but he's been busy previewing what people can expect. For instance, changes designed to wean people off the state's welfare programs. On Wednesday, Walker says he wants to adjust the Earned Income Tax Credit, a program he trimmed in 2011. The governor told the audience at the Wauwatosa Rotary Club that he plans to eliminate the Earned Income Tax Credit's marriage penalty.
If two low-income earners, two people who are working but maybe just barely in the workforce, end up getting married, we don't want to make it be a disadvantage, because right now, if they do that, they see a drop in what their credit is under the Earned Income Tax Credit. We want to get rid of that, and so we smooth that out. We say, you get married for the next 3 years to start out with, we're going to let you choose the better of the two, whether you file your taxes as you would have when you're single or you file them as a married couple jointly. Whichever is the better deal for you, you get the claim as an incentive for you.
The governor also told the crowd he plans to pursue drug testing for welfare recipients and job training programs for people with school-aged children. And he touted a school of thought he called the success sequence. Walker says his welfare overhaul will include initiatives to send children clear and direct messages about the importance of following the success sequence.
It's not about morals. It's not about just values, although I would think morals and values would suggest the success sequence is as accurate. It's about science. The data has shown us the success sequence that says if you're a young person and you're looking ahead to your future, if you stay in school, you graduate, you get a job, you wait till you're 21 and married to have a child, you will succeed in life.
Walker says the data shows people who complete those steps have a 75% chance of entering the middle class, regardless of their background. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.